Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. Today is the final day of the Economic Roundtable in Canberra, which is a large meeting involving politicians, experts from different industries, and other groups. Today, people at the meeting will discuss tax changes. Federal Treasurer Jim Chalmers says today they will also talk about changing rules around building.
Better regulation, making sure regulation is serving a useful purpose, making sure approvals can be quicker without ignoring our responsibilities to communities or to the environment. How can we quicken the pace of approvals so that we can build more of the stuff that we all want to see in our economy?
Australian road accident deaths have reached their highest number in 15 years, 1,340 people have died in motor crashes in the past year, an increase of almost 3%. But 44 more pedestrians were also killed in road accidents than the year before. Heavy rain will continue to fall over much of New South Wales and southeast Queensland until Friday afternoon. Port Macquarie in New South Wales has seen the most rain, with 115 millimetres between Wednesday and Thursday morning. Weather Bureau forecaster Helen Reid says the effects of the rain could hang around.
Isolated to scattered showers will continue in coastal areas through Saturday on the easing trend into Sunday. While the weekend will be showery for those coastal parts, the rainfall totals will ease right back. However, we are likely to see the impacts of any flooding that develops continuing into next week.
Autism organisation AMAZE is happy the government will spend $2 billion on a new program to support children with autism. The Thriving Kids program will come into effect in July next year. Chief Executive of AMAZE, David Tong, says he hopes the autistic community helps make the program.
If you're not bringing in lived experience, autistic people and families into that conversation, is it just going to be a $2 billion that we're going to say we shouldn't have spent? Let's make it go further and bring in lived experience to make it just, it could really make us all thrive, but we just need to make sure it's community-driven and community-led.
Sisters Faitella and Manua Moleka are getting ready to play in the Women's Rugby World Cup this weekend. Faitella says playing with her sister keeps her wanting to play, and their family bond will make them even stronger on the field.
I am the older one and I do have more experience, so kind of just guiding her to be her own self and not to be my shadow is something that I truly strive to push her to be. And honestly, I think she's kind of taking more of the light now in training. She's smashing me all day, every day.
That's the latest SBS News in Easy English.